before. Do I need to start over?
Okay.
Public comments responses to the applicant's presentation will be limited to 3 minutes. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices, and please take all private conversations outside the room. This will take us down to our first public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by majority vote. Do we have any public comment tonight? Hearing none, seeing none, I will close public comment. That will take us down to the approval of the minutes for July 10th, 2024 for possible action. I don't have any changes or corrections for that. And on that, I will make a motion to approve the minutes as posted. Any discussion?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
So many.
We'll take us down to the approval of the agenda for July 31st, 2024, and to hold, combine, or delete any items. We have a few related items tonight. The first grouping is items 2, 3, and 4. Item 2 is PA 24700016. Item 3 is ZC 240332. And item 4 is WS240333. Our second grouping is items 6 and 7. Item 6 is SDR240331. And item 7 is WS240330.
What's that?
He's not calling your item yet.
But now you're ready.
I was getting all excited. I was like, you didn't even give me a chance to get comfortable. Okay. All right, I'm going back to my spot then. Sorry.
And on that, I will make a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. That will take us down to our informational items section. We have a few tonight. Commissioner Michael Knapp will be at the Silverado Ranch Community Center during the following days and times to answer questions about Clark County, its department, and agencies. Wednesday, August 14th from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Tuesday, August 27th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. There's also a notice of road construction. The Clark County Department of Public Works is reaching out to inform you of upcoming construction activity on Jones Boulevard from CC 215 Beltway to Tropicana Avenue. The project is located along Jones Boulevard from Clark County 215 to Tropicana Avenue. Improvements include road widening and pavement rehabilitation on Jones Boulevard. Additionally, there will be raised medians with left turn lanes at designated intersections, construction of ADA ramps, traffic signal modifications at existing signalized intersections, installations of ITS conduit and or fiber optic, and utility adjustments. The construction is due to start July 22, 2024. It's expected to last 270 calendar days, and the construction hours will be Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. on Jones Boulevard from CC 215 to Ponderosa Way, and from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Jones Boulevard from Ponderosa Way to Tropicana Avenue. We also have a groundbreaking ceremony for Fire Station 39 on Wednesday, August 14th, 2024 at 8 a.m. at 6855 Raven Avenue. And then there will be a Brunches with Badges and Commissioner Naft event on Wednesday, August 14th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 3458 St. Rose Parkway, Suite 10, Las Vegas Metro Police Department's Enterprise Area Command, and Commissioner Michael Knapp will be joining diners at Broken Yoke to talk about Clark County, its departments, and its agencies. And that will take us down to planning and zoning. First up is item number 1, ET24400080, UC220312. Use permit, first extension of time to increase the maximum combined area of all managers' units. waivers of development standards for the following: to reduce setbacks and alternative driveway geometrics. Design reviews for the following: office complex with a non-residential design, balconies and clear windows above the first story, and lighting on 0.92 acres in a CP office and professional zone and a CG commercial general zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Windmill Lane and Gillespie Street within Enterprise for possible action.
Yes, Mr. Good evening, board members. Richard Gallegos, 5052 South Jones, here on behalf of the applicant. As you see in your backup, this is our first request for extension of time. We've made significant progress. We actually expect to pull permits. We expect to pull permits in the next 60 days. So staff has it all there. We have to answer the questions you might have.
Thank you. At this time, we'll open up item number one for public comment. Do we have any public comment for item number one?
John Hyatt, 8180 Placid Street. A couple of concerns here. With the motions that county is making to control traffic on Windmill and Gillespie, with only the one ingress, egress there on Gillespie, the only way that anybody can get ingress to that property is basically coming north on Gillespie, and leaving, they will have to go south on Gillespie. And if they want to go north again, they'll have to make a U-turn, which is going to be pretty difficult to do there because they've already got a divider in Gillespie, but it's not wide. It's still a rural neighborhood preservation zone, so it's a 30-foot wide street there. Very difficult to make a U-turn in a half of a 30-foot wide street. So either somebody has to widen Gillespie out to be enough width to people making U-turns, so you're going to have a real problem. The other thing I would comment on is landscaping along Windmill. That really needs to be low enough that it's not a visual hindrance to people wanting to turn there or driving along Windmill and having to make any kind of move. We've had problems with other places in which you've got trees in the way, you can't see what's going on, and it's a problem. So very low elevation landscaping on Windmill, and the county really needs to seriously address how we're going to deal with traffic issues all along Windmill and its side streets. And with the plan to put raised dividers the full length of Windmill there, you're going to be making lots of U-turns to go anywhere. U-turns are slower movements than left turns. They're not predictable. You can't tell from a turn signal whether a person's making a U-turn or left turn. Big vehicles are especially problematic. So I think we're looking at problems coming forward here with traffic management on Windmill especially, and I don't see that the county is really taking into account what's going to happen and the problems we're going to see. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any additional public comment for item number one? Hearing none, seeing none, we'll close public comment. Board members.
Because with this particular application, the only thing we can act on is the extension of time.
Yeah.
Problem. So, that's.
You need to know about the problems.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what Public Works requires you to do when you put in your paving.
We'll do what's needed.
Okay. I'll make a motion on ET24400080UC220312 for approval per staff conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Good evening.
That will take us down to items 2, 3, and 4. Item 2 is PA24700016, a plan amendment to redesignate the existing land use category from mid-intensity suburban neighborhood, MN, to neighborhood commercial, NC, on 1.60 acres. Generally located on the south side of Blue Diamond Road, 350 feet east of Conquistador Street, within Enterprise for possible action. Item 3 is ZC240332, the zone change to reclassify 1.6 acres from H2, General Highway Frontage Zone, to CG, Commercial General Zone, generally located on the south side of Blue Diamond Road and approximately 323 feet east of Conquistador Street, within Enterprise for possible action. Item 4 is WS240333, waivers of development standards for the following: buffering and screening, street landscaping, and increased parking. Design reviews for the following: alternative landscape plan and an animal hospital on 1.6 acres in a CG commercial general zone. Generally located on the south side of Blue Diamond Road and approximately 323 feet east of Conquistador Street within Enterprise for possible action.
Good evening. Liz Sorokak here on behalf of the applicant. I'm here on behalf of a company that operates about 21, I believe it is 21 animal hospitals here in the valley. Before you are some elevations of what the animal hospital is going to look like. The location for this is on the south side of Blue Diamond, west of Grand Canyon, and currently right now most of that area around this property is developed, with the exception of the property directly to the west, which is planned for residential but is zoned H2, and you are all familiar with H2 and just the phasing out of the H2 zoning. So I wanted to put this up here, and I'll show you the other elevations as well, just to start with, just so you get an idea of the feel of what it's going to look like, the tones of the finishes. We have some nice slate on the side here and tile roof. And this is the north elevation that's going to face Blue Diamond. The west is what is going to face the parking lot, and I'll show you the site plan in just a moment. And then the additional elevations that are up here, we have a south elevation, which this is going to be facing existing residential, and we also have the east elevation that's also going to be facing the existing residential. And you may have read in the staff report that there are some outside areas for the animals to have some exercise. This right here, the structure with the trellis and the wall, that is what the outdoor exercise area looks like. And understand that this is an animal hospital and a veterinary practice. This is not a boarding facility. So the animals that would be taken out there or boarded at the facility are mostly going to be animals that are there receiving treatment. So they're just being taken outside to be let outside and get a little bit of exercise. They will be supervised during that time. And it's walled in and it's covered. So that's why I wanted to start with that. Okay, next we have the site plan. And here's the location of the building, again with that north facade that I showed you before. We have 60 parking spaces, which are here. And again, we have existing residential here to the south. We have some existing residential to the east here. And again, just remembering or being aware that because Blue Diamond goes on an angle, you know, that residential is here, and then this whole area here to the west is vacant. So again, we have about 60 parking spaces, which does require a waiver because we exceed the minimum by such a large amount. Our justification for that is twofold. Number one, there's no cross access with this parcel and the existing residential to the east, and it's not, because we don't know what's going to go here, it's not planned to have cross access here to the west. Again, it's planned residential, zoned H2. If I were betting, I would say it's probably going to be developed as commercial, but we don't know that, and so we have not planned for cross access. So the idea is to have a self-contained site that has plenty of parking, not only for their employees in, it's about 9,200 square foot building, but enough for the employees as well as for the patrons of the veterinary practice, that there wouldn't ever be an issue with getting parking spaces. And again, it's just one driveway in and one driveway out, and we worked with NDOT to get that approved. So that's the parking waiver. There's also a waiver related to the height of this wall on the south boundary. 8-foot wall is required. We have a 6-foot existing wall. And I would just submit to you that having a double wall back to back is just not ever an ideal situation. There is an existing wall there. we have a grade difference of 3 to 5 feet from this residential down to our site. So effectively, you have a wall that's 9 to 11 feet in terms of screening the site, and we meet the intent of the code, although we might not meet the height of the wall required. We also have some waivers related to the fact that we are only providing 7 feet on this west boundary, and again, that's because we've designed the site to provide plenty of parking, and again, although it is planned for residential, I would bet that it's probably going to be developed as commercial, so I think the 7-foot landscaping is probably appropriate there. And then there's also, we also need a waiver for some of the landscaping that's been provided on this northern boundary. It's an alternative landscaping as opposed to kind of the straight 5 feet with a 5-foot sidewalk and another 5 feet, so a detached sidewalk. This is an alternative that we're offering. It is, I believe, minimum of 17 feet. So it, as far as the width overall, I believe it meets the intent of the code as an alternative landscaping. And we did work with Public Works, and this meandering portion over here is something that they were asking for in order to match up with what the eastern property line is. And I, the only other thing I wanted to address is the location of the trash enclosure, which is right here on the western property line. There is some language in the staff report, and then an additional condition that staff has asked for, an if-approved condition, that if our application is approved, that this trash enclosure be relocated to the center of the parking lot. Again, we don't feel that that's the most ideal place for it. Again, reminding you that we have residential to the south, so we don't want to put it there. We don't want to put it on the east side. Because of the site configuration and the fact that this is frontage also, with the site configuration, meaning that Blue Diamond, you know, goes diagonally, and we've put our building on this portion of the property. I don't know that there's really room to put a trash enclosure here, and I don't know that you necessarily want a trash enclosure on your frontage. So that sort of leaves you with the western property line, which is where we've placed it. So we'd ask for your approval of these applications. There's a master plan amendment to change the master plan, a zone change, design review, and waivers. We'd ask for your approval of these applications with the condition removed, requiring that the trash enclosure be relocated for the reasons I stated.
Thank you. At this time, we'll open up items 2, 3, and 4 for public comment. Do we have any public comment for items 2, 3, and 4? Hearing none, seeing none, I will close public comment. Board members?
How did it arrive at the 60 parking places? The county says 27 is what's required.
Yes, I'm going to let Kurt take this since he's the designer and I'm not.
I'm Kurt Carlson with NIT, the architect on it. 7215 Peak Drive, Suite 216. The 60 was arrived at so that they could accommodate shift changes, because with 20 to 25 people on staff at a time, because we are an isolated site on there, they have to be able to accommodate 25 people working there and then a shift change of 25 people coming in. So they need somewhere in the range of 40 to 50 parking spaces to accommodate a shift change, as well as patrons that are at the facility. That's how it came up with the 64, basically.
I was kind of wondering what the reasoning was on that.
Is it, again, because it's a landlocked site with no cross access to anything else, there's no shared parking.
Well, one of the other concerns I've got is the undeveloped piece of the west. NDOT is extremely reluctant to have multiple curb cuts in the same block. Was there any discussion on having the potential for a shared driveway with that piece?
There was talk with planning and with Public Works about the potential to, in the future, do a cross-access in this zone up here, which may eliminate one or two parking spaces, but create a cross-access. But because nobody knew what was going over there, planning didn't want to commit to, you know, putting a driveway in there if it was, you know, not going to be used as that.
And I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think that just knowing who the applicants are, I think that they would be willing to work with the property owners to the west if that ultimately is what happens, so that you could have a shared driveway, understanding your concern about, and that, you know, once the driveway is a certain amount apart, and understanding that Blue Diamond is a fairly busy and high-speed road.
Yeah, because in several other locations, they have required on small properties to be a shared driveway for two properties. And
almost like what they do in some of the airport environment zones and everything.
Personally, I think it'd be better if there was a condition added to this that if required by NDOT, a shared driveway for the property to the west. And that formalizes.
I was going to say, I can't commit to it right here as we stand here, but I'm absolutely happy to go back to the client.
But we can certainly suggest it as a condition.
Yeah, of course. I'm just saying, if I could commit to it right now, I would. But I'll go back to them and just talk with them. And it sounds like Kurt's already had some discussions with them.
Yeah, because that's a real concern.
Sure.
And, you know, NDOT has messed up more than one project because of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Planning and Public Works wouldn't commit to requiring it at the time just because of not knowing what's going to be over there. And we had to keep our entry drives, you know, solely on our property line.
That's why I say a condition, if required by NDOT.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that keeps our public works off the hook. But makes it available so that if there's a change of ownership or something down the way, it's already in the paperwork.
Yeah, there's definitely an advantage to the synergy of connecting those two. If they go both commercial and everything, both properties could benefit from it, basically.
And now, on the east side, is that a dog run, or?
In this area?
The reason I'm asking is the residential adjacency standards, I don't know if they kick in, because they do say dog runs are supposed to be 200 feet from residential.
I would
Brady,
say
any
it is
comment
not
on
dog
that?
Run.
The residential,
someone calls that out as exterior exercise.
Yeah.
That sounds like a dog run.
Of people.
Yeah, because it's not a.
Yeah, the more that I look at residential adjacency standards, I'm almost becoming confused.
You were on the review call, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm waiting to get the charts so I can understand it better. And there's a lot of surprises in the residentialist adjacency standards. So
a portion of this eastern boundary, too, is there's a little flag of a pocket park up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The residential doesn't start until about halfway now, basically. Yeah, but the line's
right there.
Actually, yeah, so it's almost in
there. I'm just not sure if that applies, or, you know, how it would be measured, et cetera. We're too new at it at this point.
There's a few things like that in the new code.
Just a few.
I have some more concerns about the location, or the request to waive relocating the trash enclosure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the alternatives for it? Because not knowing what's going to go on that west wall, I don't really support it. What are the options to relocate that within the area of your property?
Yeah, to continue on what Mr. Kalu is saying, is it possible to tuck it into the southeast corner of the property? Yeah.
So we have houses that are right
residential adjacent.
Oh, that's enclosed.
Yeah, this is all residential. So really everything, it's got to be pretty
50,
much about
at least
this far
50.
Away from that.
Yes.
So it's saying that, you know, that trash enclosure has to occur in this zone. And then they're saying it's got to be the same distance away from that, so we're down to an area about right there.
Do you have your site plan land?
Yeah.
Would it be possible to move it further to the north?
Here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we don't know what's gonna go in for the next property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, sorry.
Oh, it's okay, it's just so we don't disorient them.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, right here.
It could be moved further to the north, but it, again, that was kind of the pre-planning of the potential.
Some sort of configuration change right here.
Cause the, right.
Keeps it within.
About right here.
Keeps it within your property, not affecting a possible future problem.
Speaking as an architect, and you know me like that, it's like, that's like the last thing you wanna see when you're walking, when you're driving into a business is driving in front of their trash enclosure and everything.
Yeah. Looking at the diagram, the other question comes to me is the, can the standard size truck that would pick up that container actually pick it up in that spot? Or is the parking spot gonna not give them enough room?
Yeah, I mean, because right now, this is the way it's positioned right there. It's on the fire loop, basically. That's what the dashed lines are. Mm-hmm. That's the fire loop coming around. So it does have the clearances everywhere to access for pickup and everything. Yeah, it's up here. I mean, there might be a creative solution of doing a future signage on the trash enclosure and everything, but you're driving right in front of them. Mm-hmm. The trash on the way in, and that puts the trash right on the frontage of Blue Diamond.
Yes, which there are some language in the, I think for trash enclosures in the new code that I looked at, there's some language that says that you don't want it along the frontage, like unless that's the only alternative.
Yeah.
So I would argue that there, we have other alternatives that are not as bad as having trash here.
Yeah, that along Blue Diamond, no.
What's that?
Along Blue Diamond,
no.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you know, just looking at it, if there's going to be the potential for cross access and a shared driveway, there's got to be enough room to put all that in. So it could be moved up a parking spot or two, but I don't think that helps a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering that it's. It's situated east-west, so the truck has to go towards west to pick it up. So it's going to be in the parking spot, right, when the trash collector truck is there.
Yeah.
Well, but don't they usually come and open the doors and, like, wheel it out?
Maybe.
I don't think this is going to be, like, a huge trash enclosure for this business.
Yeah, they don't really care.
It's under 10,000 square feet. So, I mean, yes, they'll have trash, but I don't think it's going to be, like, a massive one that's not movable by person.
Yeah, I know. Where possible, they like where they can drive their truck up to it, hook it up, dump it.
I understand.
In no way will I attempt to speak for Republic Services.
And it couldn't be flipped with, like, make those spaces and put it there?
There's a difference, but the handicap spaces are an option. Flip-flop those.
Our handicap's kind of locked in with the grading on the site. Because we've got a little grading consideration up there, unfortunately.
Well, the good news is you have an abundance of parking.
You know, last year, you'd have loved it if we came in with more parking than the minimum. Now with the new code, it's the exact opposite, so.
I suggest you're going to have to hit that happy medium.
Yeah.
So I've got a few questions. Specifically, when I look at your site plan, is your exterior exercise area, is that a block wall that's around it?
It's a 6-foot high block wall that's actually finished and stucco to match the building. And then it's got a shade trellis above it at 9 feet. Let's see, can you see? So yeah, everything that's in here, this is all block that's stucco coated, painted to match the building, and then the trellis above it in that whole area.
Okay. And then walk, because I find some inconsistency in the waiver along Blue Diamond and what I'm seeing in your site plan. Because as I read the waiver on Blue Diamond, it's saying two landscaping strips 5 feet wide on each side of a 5 foot wide sidewalk, but that isn't what your site plan seems to be indicating. Specifically where that curve is,
I think that's
you've got a dimension that's showing 12 foot to the other side of the sidewalk, which tells me that that little strip along Blue Diamond is not 5 feet wide.
Correct. That's why we are asking for a waiver and we're proposing alternative landscaping.
Okay.
Does that make sense or no?
It does.
Okay.
I'm just not inclined to agree.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
I think that there's specific intentionality behind having those buffers from right of way to the detached sidewalks. That's something that's got 1 or 2 feet between the road and there probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I know it's not on our property, it's part of NDOT, but this whole strip in here is not road. This is a...
Right now, it's not
road.
Right now.
Yeah, they would have to culvert
it. It is right of way that can be expanded at any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
And at some point, probably expand that road.
Yeah, and NDOT briefed us that they intend to expand that right of way in the future. Just a question of how far out.
Yeah.
What are the hours you're planning on operating?
So the planned hours are 7 to 7 Monday through Friday, and then 8 to 5 on Saturday, Sunday.
So with a 12-hour operating time frame, essentially?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You think that you get 2 full shift changes that requires the increase in parking to be 3 times the required parking?
They keep staff on site 24 hours because of the care of the...
That's what I'm looking for is...
The patients in there.
Okay.
So there is staff on site 24 hours. Not always a full, 20 to 25 in there.
That would have been my question because...
Yeah, it's not a full staff, but again, with the 12-hour day in there, there is that need to have like 2 full staffs for a portion of that.
I say because I worked in an animal hospital when I was younger, and generally the overnight there was only 1 or 2 people that were there overnight to care for the animals.
Yeah,
it wasn't a full.
They run like 4 to 5 at night, depending if there's any critical patients or anything. Yeah, it's for that because it's more than a basically because it's a 12-hour day for them that they've got 2 shifts in there.
Yeah.
And is there a reason that you can't shrink the parking spaces in the center and try and get the additional landscaping required on the western side? Because you've got 18-foot deep parking spaces in the center versus 16-foot deep parking spaces on the west side, plus an 18-foot depth of your landscape buffer. That tells me you got 8 more feet, which is more than you have for landscaping currently. That could be shifted to your western property line if you shifted everything over and reduced your parking spaces down to 16.
Coming through here now, the 18 is the minimum parking space in there.
That's what I'm saying. So if you look at your parking spaces on the western property line, you're showing those only being 16 feet deep.
Because we're allowed to have a 2-foot overhang.
Okay.
There's a 2-foot overhang in those areas around the perimeter, which gives it an effective 18 feet.
Because I'm having trouble with reducing landscaping and increasing parking. And I'm trying to figure out how you can still meet the landscaping with trying to take into consideration your concept of that you still need additional parking. Otherwise, I'm inclined to say that we shouldn't be granting the parking.
If you're talking about the landscaping out here...
I'm talking about the landscaping
the west side,
on the west side that you've asked for the waiver on. Okay. I'm trying to figure out how to help you get to the point where you could increase that enough to not need that waiver. But if you don't have a way, then my recommendation to the rest of the board would be to reduce your parking to those spaces. Because that gets rid of all your parking on the west side, which eliminates the need for the waiver and the landscaping. And you're still overparked.
Except there's still have trash over there.
You would still have trash over there, but you'd be 48 spaces instead of 60.
Yeah, we'd still have to relocate trash up into this zone and lose two more parking spaces.
I wouldn't move your trash.
Pardon me?
I wouldn't move the trash. I would just get rid of the parking spaces and run the landscaping there.
But that's part of their thing that they
okay.
Part of
we can condition in a way where you can keep your parking or keep your trash enclosure there and increase the landscaping.
What if we split it in half and lost half of the parking along there?
Doesn't get.
I mean, we're not getting any of this on the microphone at this point, so.
What if we?
If you've got an alternative that gives you the landscaping on the western side, great. If you don't, I've got a recommendation.
All right, we could add additional landscape islands in here for additional landscaping, and lose maybe four parking spaces out of it and do like two spaces, do a tree. A tree island and a tree finger in it, you know, every two spaces along the west side, so that you end up with an effective, you know, 23 foot, you know, in the areas where there's no parking. Landscape plan. I mean, we've already got the landscape requirement in these zones in here, but adding additional fingers in there for additional double row of trees and landscaping in there. If we took out four parking spaces and turned those into landscape.
So you're saying four additional trees? Or four different additional locations?
Yeah, so basically, you know, if we added, you know, that as landscape, you know, widen that, and that, so that we would end up with additional trees in those areas. And that then puts you basically, the tree spacing's 18 feet. Two spaces in there are 18 feet. You have the same spacing on the trees, essentially. And you actually end up with additional landscaping at 23-foot depth in there.
So in that configuration, do you have more than two spaces between landscape fingers?
No, it's two spaces, then a landscape finger, two spaces.
I'm just working on how to word the condition because I'm not going to be able to reference what you're drawing.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. Great for clarification. I just need to be able to craft a condition behind it.
Reduce to 56 parking spaces and add landscape fingers and four parking spaces on the western boundary.
I think I would say four additional landscape fingers with no more than two spaces between on western boundary.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that works.
What,
One thing we haven't discussed, the 8-foot wall.
Yeah.
On the backside. You're requesting a waiver for?
Yes.
Is that to prevent a redundant wall or?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
It's, yes, that's what I was saying. I said we don't. We didn't want to have back-to-back walls. I've dealt with this on other projects, and it's
not good.
It's not. And you can't just put the blocks on top.
No,
it doesn't
we can't
work that way.
Their wall because it's not our wall. It's their wall.
Yeah.
So.
So how does the section look like? Do you have a section on the backside that shows the grading, or it comes down?
Of the
because your property is like 3 feet down, right? That's what I heard.
3 to 5, correct.
Three to five
it goes,
down.
It goes
okay.
3 to
that's
5
okay,
feet.
Yeah.
It's not much. It's about a 3-foot difference up here, and then flows down because our site is sloping like this, so it's about 5 feet in this zone.
Yeah, that's okay.
With the 6-foot wall on top of it. Yeah, I didn't bring the civil plans with me. Sorry. So we've got from, you know, say top of curb down here to top of wall. Effectively, we've got about 9 feet in there with a double row of trees in front of it, and then down on this end, it's greater. We've got about 11 feet from finished grade to the top of wall.
Okay.
Yeah, and just want to clarify one thing. Item number 4, one place says 57 parking places, and another part it says 60. So which number are we really talking about on the before you eliminate any?
It's a 60.
I believe it's 60 as well.
Yeah,
okay.
But we can count
out. I just want to make sure because it's two different numbers in the staff report.
I think if you just say a reduction of 4 parking spaces would come up with the final number.
Yeah.
And
but if there's two different numbers in the staff report, someone in building may ask reduction of 4 spaces from which number?
Yeah.
So on the parking table he has on the site planning markup, which was the revised site plan, it shows 60.
It says, it's 60.
So that should do it.
Yeah, I just counted 2 and it's 60.
I have no problem with the plan amendment in this one. Neighborhood commercials are entirely appropriate for the piece of property. I do have heartburn with the general commercial, but given the way Title 30 is currently written, you don't have any choice.
That was purely planning's recommendation.
Yes.
Right? So.
Yeah. Well, the problem is a lot of things that were permitted by waiver under the old neighborhood commercial are not in the current Title 30. We had a little discussion with the staff on that last week.
Yeah.
So.
Stay on topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
there's other people waiting to present.
Yeah. But that. So, but, you know, commercial general's got to go if the project goes. So that's in there. So, Barry, you going to?
Sure.
We did have a neighborhood meeting previously on this as well.
We had two neighbors, one couple show up, and they live across this vacant piece, kind of down here.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no opposition or anything, or no discussions in the neighborhood meeting.
Before you go, Barry, have we
please
finalized this configuration of this sidewalk swoop that would come up earlier to where that swoop could really be thought of that didn't minimize that offset?
That was the one item I was still going to recommend to Niall.
Yeah, because I'm not sold that we can go down to that 2 feet when there's a potential for that right of way to change.
But I think that's a manageable problem.
It's very
so
manageable.
My thought is that we just recommend denial on the item.
Yeah, as a condition, it's very manageable.
So, that's manageable.
Just
straighten
it out
back further off of it.
Okay, so if there isn't any other comment, I'll make a motion item number 2, PA 24700016 for approval per staff conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Make a motion on item number 3, ZC240332, for approval per staff commission.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. Make a motion item number 4, WS240033, for approval of waiver of development standards 1 and 3. And the design reviews at current planning condition for 4 additional landscape fingers and no more than 2 parking spaces between landscape fingers on western.
Can you slow your roll? Start that condition over again. I got as far as 4 conditional.
Sure. 4 additional landscape fingers and no more than 2 adjacent parking spaces on west property side.
And no more than
2 adjacent parking spaces.
On western property line?
Yes.
Okay.
And a condition to approve no more than 56 parking spaces. And denial of waiver of development standards number 2. Approval of 1 and 3, denial of 2 on the waiver.
And with your changes to the west, that still keeps, that doesn't affect waivers 1A or, because mm-hmm. you're still allowing a single row along the rest of it, right? It's just adding those landscape fingers.
And deletion of the if approved condition.
That's
by planning. Sorry, the one about the trash enclosure on number 4, or sorry, on item 4.
That's a good point.
Yes.
And then my other question.
Hang on.
Go ahead. You're in absolutely zero order of how we do motions anyway, so keep going.
Fair enough. And eliminate comprehensive planning if approved condition. Bullet point number 1.
So strike current planning recommendation.
Comp planning on the right, but yeah.
Comp planning, right.
Trash enclosure location.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Would you consider an additional condition, Barry?
Please.
The provide shared driveway with property to the west if required by NDOT.
Maybe it's a terminology thing, but shared drive or cross-access agreement?
I think because they're looking at curb cuts, it would be a shared driveway, would be my surmise.
Because we usually say shared driveway when it splits the property line.
That's what they've been requiring.
Because they would end up with...
you'd have plenty of turning room.
Well, yeah, is it really cross access though? Where we could take out these 2 spaces and add cross access there, and then we'd have to enter into it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We're saying the same thing.
An either or condition, really, because of the way it has to be worded.
Yeah, the difficult part is because we've had this on other projects too. If nothing's developed here, and NDOT comes back and says they want a shared drive that splits this, we can't do anything to this property.
No, but they would be required by NDOT to do it. NDOT wouldn't give them access to the property unless they do it. They've done it before.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah. We're saying that, yeah, we're saying the same thing.
Yeah. But if we don't put something in this,
yeah,
and 5 years down the road, that property gets developed.
Eventually it'll get sold, get developed, there's no question.
Yeah. Yeah. And because we've seen before where if it's not in the conditions for this property, it may not be able to, the county can't force them to do it if it's not there.
Well, yeah, that's in regard to county conditions. I don't know that that holds true with that dock conditions. We're kind of trying to put a condition on some other entities.
Yeah, but it's a county plan right now, so.
Yes, but we're conditioning something that's reliant on NDOT.
if we put an either or though in there, that at least documents the concern, meaning provide a shared driveway with property, provide a shared driveway.
You can document a concern in your recommendation, but a final recommendation is not going to be that wishy-washy because it will prevent them from ever getting a CFO. Mm-hmm. And I deal with this all day, every day, when weird conditions get slapped on and then somebody can't get a CFO at the end because there's conditions they couldn't meet. So it would, in my opinion, it would be better if you made a condition that we could actually stick, not a condition that, I mean, if your point is you want to express something to the Board of County Commissioners, then fine, but understand those conditions cannot be upheld in that manner because it prevents people from being able to meet them in the future. A cross-access one we could do because that's all controlled by the county.
Yeah.
Yep. But you're wandering into.
Well, that's what we'll do is we'll do. I'll propose it as cross-access.
Yep.
We'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. So add a planning condition to provide cross-access with property to west if adjacent compatible uses developed.
Yep.
And per staff, if approved, conditions.
One question. If we're denying two, would we not also deny the first design review for the alternative landscape plan?
Actually, I think two ought to be approved. Because what they're what is essentially an alternate landscape plan, we're replacing large trees with medium trees.
Just wanting to clarify. So
two is a long blue diamond, you guys.
Yeah. So if you deny two, they've got to put in large trees, which they're not requesting.
We do have some limitations up there. We have overhead power lines.
Yeah.
So
yes.
We are restricted as to the plant material that we can put in there.
Yeah. Plus, also the cost of large trees has come up with the new code.
Yeah.
No. So I think number two should be approved.
Any discussion?
Oh, that is not a motion. That's a nice try. He just said he thinks something should be struck from his motion. So what are you taking a vote on?
That's fair.
I think that I'm gonna leave the motion as proposed.
Okay.
I don't see how even one of the trees will even work within the space provided on the plan. So we'll leave the motion as proposed.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed.
Motion carries.
Thank
you.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
That will take us down to item number 5, SDR240342, the sign design review to allow super graphic signs for an existing recreational facility, UFC. On 14.77 acres in an IP industrial park zone within the airport environs AE60 overlay, generally located on the northeast corner of Rafael Rivera Way and Torrey Plains Drive with an enterprise for possible action.
Hi,
Good evening, David Brown, 528 South 4th Street, on behalf of the applicant. Sorry, if I could show you first on the aerial, if I could get it blown up just a little. Thank you very much.
You want to move it up?
Sure, thank you. The highlighted portion is the part we're discussing today for the sign. It is a super graphic sign. This is, of course, the 215 down here and Torrey Pines over to the immediate west of the property. Essentially, this area, and I will change it, give you a current look of this signage. I need to move it up. Is what we're discussing today. My client, UFC, has been having sign packages like this on the property for about the last 5 years. I think they started right around COVID. This portion has been getting, they used a third party, they've been doing temporary signage. They change it about every 3 or 4 weeks for whatever the event is. They've been doing it, they've been getting approved, always been able to do it for the last 5 years. With the change in the new code, you're no longer able to do it that way, and that's what brings us here today. UFC, of course, is a good citizen in the community, a big employer and a big draw to the local community. They essentially want to continue doing these super graphic signs. They don't want to do digital. They don't want to do anything with it animated. It's set back, as you can see, there's, I guess, one row, then followed by two, and then a fourth row of parking from the property to the street. They want to continue to do it exactly like they've always done it. They're not asking to do anything new or anything different. We hope that we can have your approval. Happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you. At this time, we'll open item number 5 for public comment. Do we have any public comment for item number 5? Hearing none, seeing none, I will close public comment. Board members?
So, the one question I got is going to be for you, Brady, is I don't really understand the bullet number 2 under if approved. They're not building a building, and they're already an operating business. So I don't really understand that second bullet point that a CFO and a business license can't be issued without approval of a zoning inspection. Maybe it's just a standard boilerplate item, but I figured I'd ask.
Right. I mean, normally it would just be a building permit for a sign permit. That's just
okay.
And I think I would disagree with staff on this one too. That I don't think those signs. I mean, I drive that freeway every morning, and I don't think those signs have ever been a distraction as a driver, nor have they ever stuck out. Like, you know, there are certain other signs along certain freeways in town that I would say pose a much larger distraction, but see what the rest of the board thinks.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard a lot of accidents on that portion of the freeway caused by signs, and you know, the staff wants a 1 year review, and I think we ought to strike that because it had a 5 year review.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with the sign as well. I don't see an issue. Yeah, at least the
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion on SDR 240342 for approval. And strike comprehensive planning, if approved, bullet number 1, and then per staff approved conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
Now I'll take us down to items 6 and 7. Item 6 is SDR 240331. A sign design review for a comprehensive sign plan in conjunction with a previously approved multifamily residential development on 13.82 acres in an RM32, residential multifamily 32 zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Decatur Boulevard and Frias Avenue with an enterprise for possible action. Item 7 is WS 240330, waivers of development standards for the following: residential adjacency standards and increased lighting brightness. Design review for proposed lighting in conjunction with a multifamily development on 13.82 acres in an RM32 residential multifamily 32 zone. Generally located on the southeast corner of Decatur Boulevard and Frias Avenue with an enterprise for possible action.
It's also 1980 Festival Plaza Drive here on behalf of the applicant and property owner, Nevada West. This is a multifamily project that was previously approved and under construction. They're slated to open next month for the first phase of their development. We are here before you for the required signage and lighting reviews. So first is our signage. We just have a couple signs along Decatur. We have the standard entry signs here, and then two on either corner. And then we also have a sign here internal to the site on the clubhouse. We're requesting design review for the entry signs here. We're requesting to go increase the signs of those two entry signs 23.5 feet over the allowable area signage. That is the sign, as you can see here. It's very minimal. It will not be a nuisance to the folks across the street. They're over 130 feet away. So this is just really their standard entry sign. And the signage on the clubhouse is there, as you can see. So again, very minimal signage for the development. For our lighting, we've submitted our required photometric plan, and we have one waiver on, or excuse me, two waivers for the development. We have four light poles that are 20 feet, where 18 feet is required. We have two at the entry, which is pretty typical. We tend to have those higher at the entry of the developments, and then two along the northern property line. And then our other waiver has to do with some lighting that spills over onto the property adjacent to us, which is the Nevada Energy Power development. The only reason that we actually have a waiver here is because the Nevada Energy property is zoned residential, so because of that, it triggers that waiver. So we are requesting for the foot candles in one small section to go up to 2.1. Now, as you can see here, the property line of the NV Energy property is where the fence is. And then they have a 14-foot wall that's set back significantly. So that spillage actually doesn't even touch their wall. It basically sits in between their property line and the wall here. So staff's recommending approval of both applications, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. At this time, we'll open up items 6 and 7 for public comment. Do we have any public comment for items 6 and 7? Hearing none, seeing none, I will close public comment. Board members? I don't have anything else. If nobody else has anything, I will make a motion on item number 6, SDR 240331, for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. I'll make a motion on item number 7, WS 240330, for approval per staff condition. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
And that will take us down to item number 8, ZC 240317. Zone change to reclassify 0.64 acres from an H2 general highway frontage zone to a CG commercial general zone for an existing commercial building. Generally located on the south side of Blue Diamond Road, 125 feet west of Rainbow Boulevard, with an enterprise description on file for possible action.
Thank you. This is Jack Carr on behalf of the landowner, the John Saracucci Trust. and the land itself is the Blue Diamond Saloon. It's been there since 1998. So
I'm
15.
Sorry, sir. Can you just say your name again? I just need to...
Jack Carr, C-A-R-R.
Thank you.
The business has been there since 1998. It's a tavern, 15 machines. And Sarah Bugielli got a letter that H2 is no longer a recognized zoning, and he needs to switch it to CG, which I have been working with planning, and that's how I got here today. So we're asking to approve this where we can go to the commissioners and get the zoning changed.
Thank you. This time we'll open up item number 8 for public comment. Do we have any public comment for item number 8? Hearing none, seeing none, I will close public comment. Board members?
Yeah, totally appropriate application. That, yes, it is a commercial general zone. It will remain that way for a long time, so. Mr. Chair, if no one else has additional comments, I'll make a motion on ZC240317 for approval per staff conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Thank
you. We'll take us down to general business, of which there is none, which will take us down to our comments by the general public period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by majority vote. Do we have any comments by the general public tonight? Hearing none, seeing none, we'll close comments by the general public. Our next meeting date will be on August 14th, 2024 at 6 p.m. at the Silverado Ranch Community Center. And I will make a motion to adjourn at 7:08 p.m. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.